fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. Good evening. It's Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio. That's right. You're listening to that radio, maybe in your house, out in your truck behind the garage, or maybe you're on the TuneIn app, or maybe you're streaming at FMTalk1065.com. Wherever you are, we are glad that you are with us. And we know why. Because the world is crazy. There's chaos out there. There's fake news, propaganda. It's hard to figure out what's really going on. And that's why you're here. Common Sense Radio, as we will sift through all the propaganda. We will sort out the fake news and try to get to the nub of every issue. And of course, as we all do, our motto at FM Talk 106.5 is, we will turn up your voice. You can give us a call or text at 251-343-0106. And every week now, for almost a decade, we are here every Thursday, much to the chagrin of the FCC, the FBI, DHS, CIA, and other assorted alphabet government agencies. We are still here. They can't find us. And we are here because we have free-range electrons. Our electrons suffered from no mandates. They suffer from no quarantines. They are free-range electrons, so they bring you truth and clarity every week. And why is that? Because we have the farmer of the free-range electrons here, a young budding engineer from the University of Mobile who herds them out the transmitter every week and just with incredible discipline and a meticulous a regimen for each of those electrons. He does it every week. Our engineer from the University of Mobile, Ian Blair.
What's going on, everybody? Your producer extraordinaire, Ian Blair, back once again running the board for another episode of Common Sense Radio on Thursday nights.
And we never know when it's going to be the last one. So you got to make the most of it. It's like life. You got to make the most of every day.
The most of every opportunity.
Because we never know when this is going to be the last episode. We never know. And as you may have surmised from the unruliness of the opening, we are thus far without adult supervision. Teresa has I don't know. She got a son playing football, I think, with the Cowboys are on tonight, right? No, I don't think he plays for the Cowboys. But anyway.
Yeah, the Cowboys and I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well are playing right now.
They're playing right now. But she may or may not make it. I don't know. She might be listening, hollering at the radio as she's trying to speed in. But until then, we are without adult supervision. And we'll get Teresa on if she gets in here. She's our Director of Quality Assurance and Head of the Research Department, Executive Producer, Teresa Taylor. We hope to have her in soon. All right, folks. We're loaded for bear. I mean, Biden decrees vaccinations. It's time to fight back. Afghanistan is still a travesty. 9/11 anniversary, 20th anniversary is coming up, and Democrats are in trouble. Even though you can't tell from the media, it's happening. So we got to unpack some stuff. Okay, so Biden, who has had a terrible, not just week or two, he's had a terrible summer. Everything he touches turns to poo-poo. I mean, the economy, inflation, the border, which, oh, by the way, because of all the other nonsense, nobody's talking about the border. But he says, okay, the pandemic, we're going to get it under control. And he comes out today. Folks, he's not inspiring in any way. But this should inspire you to be angry. You should be infuriated. He comes out with his mandates today for government and big business. He is basically coming out, and they're going to do this by fiat through OSHA, the occupation. What is it? OSHA stand for Occupation Safety and Health Agency. It's a labor agency. You know, it makes sure that you don't walk under ladders and that you wear gloves and you wear masks when you're doing certain things. And they serve a purpose because there should be safety in the workplace. But he's going to use OSHA to pass a mandate that basically all government employees will have to have vaccinations, healthcare will have to have vaccinations, and any business with 100 employees or more. He came out and he said, we're going to get this under control. He had quotes like this. I should have got the audio. He said, now think about this. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting the unvaccinated, or protecting the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. What? It's not, everything's about freedom, folks. What do you mean it's not about freedom or personal choice? Where in the Constitution does it say that the government can mandate what sort of medical treatment the every sovereign individual who is free, born free by God, with certain inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the right to pursuit of happiness? Where does it say in the Constitution? It doesn't. This is wholly unconstitutional. But he's threatening us. He got another quote. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And he was talking about the unvaccinated. And he said, I and a lot of other Americans are frustrated with the 80 million Americans that are not vaccinated yet because this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So he's threatening businesses. He's threatening Americans, vaccinated or unvaccinated, because if you're vaccinated, you're going to continue to get vaccinations and booster shots for as long as the evil Dr. Fauci says you need them. So you go, how long do the boosters go? You have to have two shots. Then you got a booster is now coming. They're already talking about the fourth booster. So does that mean for the rest of our lives, we all have to have boosters and we have to have papers? Are the American people, are y'all following this? You should be livid that we are going through this, and it's just your civil liberties that are under assault. But everybody goes, oh, no, but it's for the safety of the community. You know, I get that to a certain degree. It is that you do things for the safety of the community. We have traffic lights for the safety of the community. You know, we came up with there are vaccines for polio and measles and things that we did for children because they were so devastating. And they didn't have to be forced on people. They didn't have to bribe people to take them because people saw how devastating it was and they saw they needed protection. And so they did those things. So we're dividing Americans here. We're threatening businesses. We're threatening Americans. My question is, if 75, because that's what he's saying, only 80 million. So 75% of the Americans are vaccinated. If 75% of Americans are vaccinated, why are the pandemic numbers worse in August and September of this year than they were last year before we had the vaccine? Can somebody answer that? What are they not telling us? Remember, this started with, hey, this is a flu-like thing. It's worse than the flu because it's more contagious and a little more deadly, particularly if you have comorbidities. So we're going to do a little lockdown to slow the spread, but we'll be good after that. And that 2 weeks, 15 days turned into 15 months and more in a lot of places. Who can explain why, with the vaccine? Oh, wait, let me back up. And they said, oh, the vaccine rolls out. If we can get to 70%. Of the American people vaccinated, we'll be good. We will have achieved herd immunity by vaccination. We'll be good. We can put this behind us. We're at 75%, and it's worse than before the vaccine. So who's lying? Who's not telling us the truth? And you've heard me say this on this program before. This goes back to how it all started. This is a biological weapon. This was a biological weapon developed in the Wuhan Institute by the Chinese Communist Party with funding from Dr. Fauci, American tax dollars paid to create this thing. They've unleashed it. Since the beginning, no one has come clean about the fact that we suffered a biological attack. And we took that biological, just like this 9/11, we were attacked. And what we didn't want to realize is that radical Islam was at war with the United States and had been. China is at war with the United States, and we are not recognizing it. They attacked us, and now we're doing all of these things to take away civil liberties. It's not about the public health. It's not about the COVID. It's about taking away your civil liberties, and they're doing it because they have scared the majority of Americans to death, because COVID is real. It is a real virus, and people, particularly vulnerable people, will succumb to it. I have friends, good friends, who have died of it, some of them recently within the last few weeks. And I know I've got a good friend right now in ICU with it. It is a real threat. But the real threat is against our Constitution and our civil liberties. And you've got the President of the United States who's out there just blithely going, you are going to comply with the mandates. You are going to get vaccinations. And we're going to force companies to force you to get vaccinations. And oh, by the way, we're going to get rid of your, we're going to bypass your governors that are trying to protect you. He threatened the governors. Folks, this is unconstitutional, and if you don't start fighting back now, we may be at a point of non-report. There's a lot more to unpack about this, and we will take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, we appreciate our sponsors, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Did you know that Jesus Christ advocated for the private property rights of individuals? Did you know that death penalty for murderers was commanded by God? Are you aware that God warned us about the coming new world order? And buddy, we're seeing it now. Ask the Australians. We'll get into that. Are you aware that God, these and many other conservative principles come directly from the Bible? So wouldn't you like to attend a church where these and other great truths are preached? Conservative principles that come directly out of the Bible, commanded by God? Look, we want to invite you to attend Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore, Alabama. They're at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, down there in Theodore Dawes Road, just south of I-10, north of Highway 90. You need to check them out. Because they are a Bible-teaching church. They stand firmly for conservative biblical principles in the home, church, and society. They got a teaching service that starts at 9 every Sunday morning. They're followed by a Sunday school at 10, where they have classes for adults, children, and all ages, and then a wonderful worship service at 11. Go to their website, magnoliaspringsbaptist.church, and check them out this Sunday. It's this Sunday. Services, classes at 9 and 10 and service at 11. A warm and loving welcome awaits you at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Come on, check them out this Sunday. Give them a visit this Sunday. Okay. We're going to get to the calls here in a second. It's unconstitutional what they're doing. You cannot mandate what people should or should not do in their health care. It's your body. It's your life. I mean, what happened to my body, my choice? Oh no! But the thing that they're hyping on the fear. So there's a couple of things, and you see this. Why, if 75% are vaccinated, is this a problem? And why are vaccinated people scared to death of unvaccinated people? I know people who are vaccinated who refuse to be around unvaccinated. And I don't know about you, but simple logic tells me if you're vaccinated and you're afraid of the unvaccinated, doesn't that kind of mean you have no faith in your vaccination? That your vaccination doesn't work? There's something wrong with all this, and we're not getting the truth. And the other reason it makes you think is, how about this? Why does the government lie and the media lie and censor any news reports about alternate treatments? The only treatment you're allowed to have is a vaccine and a couple of things that they'll do for you in the hospital. Why hydroxychloroquine? Last year, I know they poo-pooed that one. They think they've killed that one. But last year, I don't know how many times I saw doctors from around the world being interviewed on how they're using hydroxychloroquine treatments very successfully. But you're not allowed to talk about it. And I'm going to tell you something. Your doctors are not allowed to prescribe it. If they prescribe it, they will be investigated by the state boards in every state, including Alabama. I know personally of this happening right here in Alabama. Why are they lying about it? Why are they lying about ivermectin? ivermectin that won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2015. It's been around for years. It's safe. And a lot of people have taken it, and it works. Why are they maligning ivermectin? There was a fake news story. Rolling Stones, AP, and MSNBC, CNN all picked it up. It said, Oklahoma Hospital is almost shut down because it's overwhelmed with ivermectin overdoses, so they're turning away gunshot victims. This is in the mainstream news. Started with Rolling Stone and AP, CNN picked it up, MSNBC, and they reported this as factual. It's all a lie. You contact that hospital, I can't remember the name of the city, but you contact, and there's a statement from the hospital in Oklahoma, in that city in Oklahoma, said, we've turned away dope patients, and we haven't treated anybody for an ivermectin overdose. So the question is, why should we believe anything if they are blatantly lying about these other things? They can't answer these questions. And look, I respect those of you that wanted to get the vaccine, because look, it's a personal choice. You got to weigh your own health care. You got to decide what you want to do. I have no qualms. If you decided to get the vaccine, God bless you. I hope it works for you. But nobody can answer these questions. And now that the government is mandating it, I'm sorry, but I'm cynical. There's much more to this story, and the truth will come out one day, but it might be too late. Let's get to our phones. Kevin in Mobile, what do you got for us on line one?
Pete, you're on fire. I tell you what, two topics here. One, I'll tell you why this is going on. People that believe Google and things like that, you look back on April 15th, it said that Google on Moderna was raising their estimated profits from $18.4 to $19.3 billion back in April. You go on Reuters, people believe Reuters. I think they're probably the purest news out here. This is out of New York on August the 18th. It says for several months, the companies have said they expect fully inoculated people will need an extra dose, which will boost our profits by an estimated $6 billion. So like you say, if you get an inoculation vaccine, it is to keep you from getting something. When I take my dog to get a rabies vaccine, if my dog gets in trouble with something, they're not going to get rabies there. So like you say, the people that have already been double inoculated, I know four people that I work with that have had COVID after they have been vaccinated twice.
Right. Have you ever heard of anybody being vaccinated for polio or measles and then they got it?
No, exactly. That's it. You get chickenpox. You get measles. You've had it. You're over it. So these people that are going like, well, you can't fly in a plane. You can't do this. You can't do that. The government cannot sit here and mandate. You know, I hope Jay Sekulow's on fire right now going and filing a lawsuit and injunction against this, because this idiot in chief we have here, he is high as a kite. He's on something, or needs to be, for sure, because you cannot mandate this. Now, again, I tell people, get with your physician that you know and do what's best for you and your health and your family. If you want to get it, like you say, get it. If you don't, you know, if you've had COVID, you have a natural immunity to it right there.
Right.
People, you know, the drift, it works. I know people, you know, people, this has worked for them. That's great. But the whole thing is, for this man to get out here, what's the next thing? Well, you can't be a Baptist. You only have to be a Catholic. You can't be a Catholic. You have to be a Lutheran. They cannot sit there and mandate a person's health or morality. Unfortunately, they can't do that there. You know, the other thing, the cackler in chief, the VP, she's out there trying to get Gavin Newsom. She was on TV today and on radio saying that they can't do this. They can't mandate what a woman can do with her reproductive cycle. So let's get this straight. You can sit there and try to tell the American people that 100% of you have got to take this shot, that you can't tell me what's in it. But the other thing is, you want to keep 100% of the abortion clinics open, because a woman can do whatever she thinks, whether that child is born, not going to be born. And it's okay for the American government to subsidize that. It's all about health. Give me a break. These people are hypocrites. They can go to hell in a handbasket, as far as I'm concerned, right there.
Yep.
Because they're going to have to meet their maker one day. You're doing a great job. God bless America. God bless our troops. And we need to pray for Washington 100%.
Absolutely.
Those people, they are Looney Tunes for sure. God bless you, Pete.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for listening. Thank you for a great call, as always. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie Dernan who is with the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership. We were in class with her a couple of weeks ago with some really great stuff. And she's got news for those of you who don't want to get the vaccination or are afraid you're going to be forced. Stephanie, how are you doing?
Hey, good evening, Pete. Thanks so much for letting me tell everybody about an option that is available to them. Health Freedom Alabama is trying to fill that gap until we can get legislation passed to protect employees from these overreaching government mandates that are being passed down from Biden. HealthFreedomAlabama.com, if you go to that website, on the front page, there will be information about an online virtual ticketed event that will teach you how to legally claim your exemptions according to federal law from mandates.
Perfect. So it'll teach you what the court, you know, the steps you need to do and what you need to do to basically protest and resist and say, look, for whatever your reason is, I don't want the vaccination, and how you can try to get an exemption or fight it, right? Because Biden was talking today, there are no exemptions. You're going to have to take it or you're going to lose your job.
Federal law already allows for exemptions from vaccination for religious and medical purposes. And so the seminar guest speaker that we have is the premier vaccine rights consultant in the entire nation. He has been doing this for decades. He knows the system inside and out. Regardless of what Biden said tonight, they would have to move mountains in order to do away with that exemption law that is already codified in federal.
The law doesn't stop totalitarians. They go by, go past the law. Let me ask, when is this online seminar?
Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., and then there is a question-and-answer session for about an hour afterwards.
So this Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., that's 12 September, you go to Alabama Freedom or HealthFreedomAlabama.com, HealthFreedomAlabama.com. Stephanie, that is really good, and I'm sure we have a lot of people extremely interested in that, and I really appreciate it. Keep us posted on how that goes. Let us know how it goes, and keep us posted on what our free and sovereign citizens, as long as they are still free, can do to resist tyranny. Appreciate you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, thank you. Look, we'll be back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And at the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. That's right, Mission First Mortgage. If you are home buying, you're out there shopping for your dream home, you better be pre-approved, pre-qualified, and have that financing letter in hand, or you might miss it. The real estate market's still hot, still moves fast. So if you don't have your ducks in a row, you could miss that dream home. How do you do it? You go to Mission First Mortgage. Go to their website, Mission1STMortgageInc. That's INC.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or look, just give them a call at 251-289-1141. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented. Their mission, you. Your financing, your dream home. They are the best in the business. They know how to get you qualified. To get you qualified for the most is run by an old Marine, Brian Dewberry. He's got a crackerjack crew over there. They will get you focused. They will get you approved. They will get your letter. You will not miss out. Go to Mission First Mortgage. Just the website's too hard for me to say. Just say, go to call Brian at 251-289-1141, 289-1141. And Mission First Mortgage brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
This report concerns the Marines in Beirut, brave men who believed that the goal we sought in that place was worthy of their best and gave their best. In the end, hatred centuries old made it impossible for Lebanon to achieve peace when we and so many others hoped it would. But while they were there, those young men of ours prevented widespread killing in Beirut, and they added luster, not tarnish, to their motto, Semper Fidelis. I'm going to read to you another man's words, and they're words that perhaps answer what I said a moment ago about whether we sometimes were shaken in our faith and in our beliefs. On that October day when a terrorist truck bomb took the lives of 241 Marines, soldiers, and sailors at the airport in Beirut, one of the first to reach the tragic scene was a chaplain, the chaplain of our 6th Fleet, Rabbi Arnold E. Reznikov. And here is what he finally felt urged at the end of that day to put down in writing of the experiences of that day. He said, I, along with Lieutenant Commander George Pooch Pucciarelli, the Catholic chaplain attached to the Marine unit, faced a scene almost too horrible to describe. Bodies and pieces of bodies were everywhere. Screams of those injured or trapped were barely audible at first as our minds struggled to grapple with the reality before us. A massive four-story building reduced to a pile of rubble, dust mixing with smoke and fire, obscuring our view of the little that was left. Because we'd thought that the sound of the explosion was still related to a single rocket or shell, most of the Marines had run toward the foxholes and bunkers, while we, the chaplains, had gone to the scene of the noise, just in case someone had been wounded. Now, as the news spread quickly throughout the camp, news of the magnitude of the tragedy, news of the need for others to run to the aid of those comrades who still might be alive, Marines came from all directions. There was a sense of God's presence that day in the small miracles of life which we encountered in each body that, despite all odds, still had a breath within. But there was more of his presence, more to keep our faith alive in the heroism and in the humanity of the men who responded to the cries for help. We saw Marines risk their own lives again and again as they went into the smoke and the fire to try to pull someone out, or as they worked to uncover friends, all the while knowing that further collapse of huge pieces of concrete precariously perched like dominoes could easily crush the rescuers. There was humanity at its best that day. A reminder not to give up the hope and dreams of what the world could be. In the tears that could still be shed by these men, regardless of how cynical they had pretended to be before, regardless of how much they might have seen before.
That is Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, on the 13th of April, 1984, in his remarks at the Baptist Fundamentalist Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., and he was talking about the explosion, the suicide bomber that drove a truck into the Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, in 1983, just a little less than 6 months before this. I can't remember, about 6 months, I think it was October something, 1983. A suicide bomber got through the security gate and drove into the Marine barracks and killed 283 Marines and Navy corpsmen. And this was him talking. I picked this because this Saturday is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And despite the fact that we've gone totally backwards with bungling Biden, we'll get into that in a minute, I wanted to share the way he talked about the Marines and their valor and their selflessness when their comrades were down. We saw that on 9/11 from all of our first responders. We actually saw that just a couple weeks ago in Kabul when that bomb went off and our people went and responded to rescue as many people. The troops have heart. The troops have courage. The troops have valor. They have integrity. The leadership does not, because they've been put into these crappy circumstances, but the troops do. And that's what represents the American heart, the average American. And I just wanted to play that really for the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I know it was a long one, but I couldn't cut it any more out of that. But I wanted to say that because there is still good about our American military, our troops, none of our generals, exclude all the generals and admirals, the troops, they're good. They're full of heart. They have the American spirit. but I wanted us to remember them and what they've done. And on this 9/11, sadly, on this 9/11 anniversary, my column this week at RenewAmerica.com is Sellout, Surrender, and Shame. I highly recommend you go to RenewAmerica.com and check out Sellout, Surrender, and Shame. And that's the sad part of what's happened on our 20th anniversary. Here we are, 20th anniversary of 9/11, and what do we have? We have the Taliban will celebrate that 20th anniversary in a brand new U.S. embassy that we abandoned, in a city and country that we abandoned, in Afghan allies that we abandoned, NATO allies that we abandoned, and worst of all, Americans that we abandoned. Oh, and oh, by the way, $85 billion worth of equipment. And that's what it's talking about, this sellout. There was a deal. Nobody makes a plan that leaves $85 billion worth of military equipment to be in one of, to be put in the hands of one of our worst enemies. Folks, we're going to find out at some point. This is like the Iran nuclear deal. This is like the pallets of cash. Somebody made a deal, and we left them all this stuff. And we surrendered to the very people who we've been keeping in check for 20 years, who attacked us 20 years ago. We've been keeping them in check, and we just surrendered for no particular reason. The Taliban is now stronger than they were on 9/11. They have more money, they have more equipment, and they have more territory. Why? Because of bungling Biden. And it's all to the shame of our administration, our military leadership, and quite frankly, our country. Check out Sellout, Surrender, and Shame at RenewAmerica.com, because it's just disgusting to watch the Pentagon still declaring victory. Milley was out there earlier in the week saying this was the plan. Something's happening. Americans are hostages. Afghan journalists are being beaten. People are being murdered. They're going house to house hunting people down. And then we got the Taliban and the State Department is stopping the flights from getting out. They can't get out either because the Taliban won't let them or our own State Department, and nobody can explain it. And then we have a stupid headline this week where our Secretary of State is shocked that there's no women in the Afghan government. No diversity. Are these people stupid? Did anybody expect that there would be it is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. So you've got to believe they're playing us. They've got to be playing us. It's too stupid. They can't be that stupid. Okay, I got to get off that. Check out my column at RenewAmerica.com, Sellout, Surrender, and Shame. Let's go to Joe from Baldwin County. Joe, what do you got for us?
Heil Biden.
Yes, basically, Heil Biden, their Führer, says you will get your vaccination and you will show us your papers or you will not be on the plane.
Fascism has a face. I'm going to try real hard not to say a word that I ain't supposed to, but you might put your finger close to the button.
All right, he's got his finger on the button.
Because I'm jacked up. These dirtbags. I heard a president of the United States today threaten a duly elected governor of the several states. He did it in public. Another thing, I hope all those Never Trump Republicans are happy. I hope you're happy, George, what's his name, the fat idiot. I can't remember that moron's name, but you know the one I'm talking about.
Right.
Probably. I hope they're happy. I hope those idiots are happy.
You're angry. All Americans are extremely angry that we've got somebody in the White House who is literally not just a fool, but he is just shredding the Constitution, and it's his handlers. Who are his handlers? I say Susan Rice.
It may be, but still in all, this is what fascism looks like, boys and girls. If you want to see fascism, look at your president. That's what it looks like. You still do what I say for the good of the country.
And Joe, it can happen here. In Australia, they have very, very draconian lockdowns. And in Australia, they have made quarantine camps to take unvaccinated people to quarantine. This isn't Australia, a Western democracy. You don't think that the leftists here and Der Fuhrer Joe would do that if they could get away with it?
You're absolutely right. But it is just the thing that gets me the most of our president threatening duly elected governors.
Yep. Sovereign governors elected by the people of their state, threatening them.
Yeah.
And threatening American people.
I'm with you. He can't possibly be that stupid. I'm going to tell you what I'm convinced of. I thought he was demented. I think he's actually a treasonous.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I take no pleasure in saying that, Pete, but what more can I conclude?
No.
With our country's enemies or with fascists, he takes advantage of it.
Yep. It's the only thing that makes sense. Joe, hey, we're over the break. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. Please call in again. We'll try to get back to some of these texts because the text line's blowing up. We got lines open, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And don't forget this Sunday, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road in Theodore. Because, look, they teach you conservative principles that come directly from the Bible. Like the fact that Jesus Christ advocated for private property rights for individuals. The death penalty for murderers was commanded by God. God warned us about this new coming world order. It's part of the end times. It's coming. All these conservative principles come directly from the Bible. Don't you want to go to a church that teaches these great truths and they're preached there, you're taught there? Check it out. I invite you to attend Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore this weekend. They're at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Check them out. They got a teaching service at 9, Sunday school classes at 10 for adults, children, all ages, and worship at 11. Check them out. They stand firmly for conservative biblical principles. Go to their website to learn more at magnoliasprings.church. I'm telling you, this Sunday, check them out. A warm and loving welcome awaits you at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road down in Theodore, Alabama. Okay, I got to get caught up on the text line. A bunch of people text in. James from Florida said Joe Malaise, and then he tried to lighten it up with, wouldn't it be nice if we could go back to the 80s? The 80s was a great decade. How I miss it. You know, I didn't realize how good the 70s and 80s were for me. That was a great time for me. I was a teenager and in my 20s. Roy from Theodore sends in a public service announcement from y'all. Roy, thank you. Frontlinemeds.com. Frontlinemeds.com is an online source for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. You can get a teleconference with a doctor who will assess your situation and get you a prescription. Frontlinemeds.com. Check it out. Roy from Theodore, thank you for that public service announcement. Grant sends a picture of the towers being the planes flying the powers, and he said, screw them, I won't forget. And that's right, Grant. Screw them. We're not forgetting whether it was 9/11 in New York City, Shanksville, or Pentagon, or it was Kabul just a few weeks ago. We're not forgetting all of this. And when we get good leadership back, we are going to take care of business. And somebody else from Florida said, Czar Joe, he said, I hope the idiots are not happy. I hope they shouldn't. They shouldn't be either. Support states' rights at all costs. He said something about someone tell Millie fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. Okay, appreciate that. On 9/11, I still remember the anger I felt. I wanted retribution to the fullest on those who dared harm Americans in our own country. Would be nice if we sent the people responsible who are still around a 20th anniversary gift. 20 years is a lead, right? 20-year anniversary is lead. I like this guy. If not, it should be just for them. Impeach them all. Everyone who's responsible for the Afghanistan debacle should rot in jail. And he's absolutely right on that. Here we are on the 20th anniversary, and we basically surrendered and squandered all of our gains for 20 years. I'm not saying we should stay in Afghanistan forever, but we We didn't leave in a good way. We didn't leave a government in place. We basically left, handed it on a silver platter to the very enemy we've been fighting for 20 years, and then we armed them. We armed them, folks. How stupid can we be? And then, oh, don't forget, we never got into it. It was news last week, and we didn't get into it that much. How about Biden's phone call with the Afghan president back in July saying, hey, I don't care what the situation is. You need to make it sound like it's good and that we're okay and that you're going to make it. He basically colluded with the Afghan president to try to mislead the world that, don't worry, Afghanistan is not going to collapse on our way out. Do you remember impeaching Trump over a stupid phone call with Ukraine? I think what one of our texters said, it's time to impeach this guy. I mean, he should resign if he had any decency, but he's not going to do that. Okay, I think I caught all of those. And then, wait a minute, Roy and Theodore said something. It's MDS, not meds. I'm not sure what that means. MDS, not
the,
meds.
The frontline MDS website that you put out earlier, it's not frontline meds, it's frontline MDS.
That's oh, see, we have young eyes. Frontlinemds.com. There, see how it helps to have youthful eyes in here for the old guy? I don't have glasses, but I see it now. Okay. Thank you, Roy. Now I got it. Frontlinemds.com. Check it out. Thank you, Roy, for that clarification. All right. We don't have a lot of time left. I wanted to get into a couple of other things. On Biden and Schumer, earlier this week, they weren't prepared for flooding in New York City. These guys are out there saying, with all the things going on, you got the pandemic going on, you got Afghanistan falling apart, you got the borders wide open, and people were being invaded by hundreds of thousands of people, and they're up there going, the greatest threat to us is global warming. Folks, they think you're stupid. They think you are flat stupid. Because they're serious when they say these things. So you've got to ask, what is going on? What is the angle? Because they're not that stupid. They think we are, but they're not that stupid. Why are they creating chaos? Why are they trying to attack the Constitution? I think they're setting this up because they want to divide us. I almost think they want a civil war. But here's the good news. Democrats are in trouble. I told you I would get to this. Biden's approval rating is collapsing. Went down 6 points just this week from 45% to 39%. Everything he's doing is destroying this country. So the good news is Americans are realizing it. They're waking up. It's not just Republicans. Democrats are coming around. Independents have already come around. Gavin Newsom is in trouble in California. Terry McAuliffe as governor in Virginia is in trouble with the GOP challenger. Everywhere where Republicans are coming up, and I'm not saying Republicans are great, but they're better than Democrats. The Democrats are losing. Folks, this is still our country. We've got to get engaged. We've got to get to the polls. We've got to vote these people out. But there is one big key, because Nancy Pelosi said today that she's not worried. She's confident the Democrats will keep the House in the midterms next year, 2022. And you laugh at her when you look at all this bad news for Democrats in polling. But don't laugh at her. They cheat. They stole the last election. They stole the Georgia Senate runoffs. They're planning to cheat again in 2022. So you better make sure wherever you're listening that your state has got voter integrity laws and that you have a fair election. Because if we have a fair election next year, Democrats will be driven from power for a generation. But they're not that panicked because they know they can cheat. And we've got to stop them. Folks, time is now to be engaged politically. Vote and let your congresspeople and state representative know you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. All right, folks, 20th anniversary of September 11th, a solemn thing. I wish we had better news to commemorate that, but we don't. So pray for America. Honey, it's time to come home.